Debbie, I sent an email, and what are you doing up? Why, don't you ever take a day off?
No, not on days like this.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you prepare for this day, and do you upgrade what you do more? How does Cata handle weather like this?
Well, we spend a lot of time in the last couple of days planning our snow routes where we believed where the cities and jurisdictions would have the main roads plowed first. And once we got that done, we laid together our communication strategy for getting the word out.
When I was driving through, I think I saw a vehicle out in Williamston, and then I saw all the buses out. So even though local government shut down, state government shut down, many businesses are shut down, people still need to get out and about.
That's right, and we're strongly encouraging them to take the bus instead of trying to get their car out. Let our professional drivers do the driving.
How do your drivers deal with the bad weather when they have to drive through it?
Well, they're trained to maneuver the bus in this kind of weather. They take it slow, like we encourage all drivers to do. Certainly, they try to stay more in the crown of the road so that they have advantage of the smoother and roadways. So they're very, very skilled and very trained.
Will ridership be up today?
My guess is that if all of these workers are closed, there likely will not be as many riders today. Certainly, Michigan State University's campus, classes are closed, so students are likely to stay in. But those people who do have to get out will have Cata to ride.
Generally, in the wintertime, what is ridership like?
Generally, ridership is quite high in the wintertime. Many people turn to riding the bus instead of driving during the cold weather.
And how has ridership been for Cata so far this season?
Yeah, very good. We are going to have a record high in January, so we're very excited about that.
I think I saw some new buses, too. Have you added some to your fleet?
We have not added any to the fleet as of in the last, let's say, 6 to 8 months. We are, though, preparing to place a new order to replace some of our very old vehicles. So I'm not sure of the details of that as of this yet.
How much of the rural ridership is part of Cata's business?
Yeah, well, Cata does provide rural service out into the Ingham County areas. That service is a demand response service. People call in advance to schedule those trips. And that, again, is very important to those people who either can't drive or are uncertain about their driving skills, would prefer to have someone else drive.
We're talking with Debbie Alexander, who is the Assistant Deputy Director for Cata, on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And Debbie, how much does it cost to take one of those rural vehicles?
It depends on the distance you're driving. So under 10 miles is one fare, and beyond 10 miles is another fare. I apologize, I don't have that with me here at home, that fare.
All right. Debbie, for folks who are stranded or who need a ride, how do they get a hold of a Cata vehicle?
Well, they get a hold of Cata by either going on the website, cata.org, or they can call at 7 o'clock this morning or until 7 o'clock tonight, 394-1000. I do want to let you know that most of our routes currently are on our snow routes, and so it is best if they go online to look at those detours before going out the way at the bus stop.